我们先看马太福音第一章。
Let's first turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章，我们从十八节读到二十五节。
We'll read from verse 18 to verse 25.
马太福音第一章十八节，我用中文读，也没有弟兄用英文读。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面，他母亲玛利亚已经许配了月色，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫月色是个异人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向她梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他取名叫耶稣。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 18.This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
我们再看路加福音。
Let's continue to read from the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们从26节看到38节。
We'll read from verse 26 to verse 38.
我仍然用中文读，有没有弟兄用英文读？路加福音第一章26节，到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒。
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, the virgin's name was Mary.
天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又仿佛思想，这样问安是什么意思？
Mary was greatly troubled at his words, and wondered what kind of greetings this might be.
天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
他要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end.
玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin?
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
况且你的亲戚伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she was who was said to be barren in her sixth month.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For nothing is impossible with God.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
我想每逢圣诞节的时候，我们的心情总是比较愉快。
I think every time when Christmas comes, our heart will be joyful.
我想我们也是欢喜听圣诞节的音乐。
And we love to listen to Christmas music.
我们也是愿意唱圣诞节的歌曲。
We would also like to sing the Christmas hymn.
我想整个世界都在哪一个地方庆祝圣诞节。
I think the whole world is celebrating this Christmas.
我相信圣诞节对每一个人都有影响。
I think Christmas does affect every single one of us.
但是今年我们圣诞节对你我到底有什么影响？
But what will be the effect to you this Christmas?
世界上有许许多多的方式来庆祝圣诞节。
There are many ways to celebrate Christmas in the world.
但是我们要如何的来庆祝圣诞节？
But how do we celebrate Christmas?
我记得我很小的时候很欢喜圣诞节。
I remember I liked Christmas very much when I was little.
因为在圣诞节的时候，常常到美国的宣教士的家里去，可以得了一个娃娃。
Because every time we can go to the foreign missionary home and we will get a doll.
哪一个圣诞节给我的意义就是我要得了一份的礼物。
And that meaning of Christmas then was that I will receive a gift.
到了我渐渐的长大，我就欢喜听圣诞节的音乐。
And as I grow older, I like to listen to Christmas music.
And 慢慢我更长大，我也愿意唱圣诞节的诗歌。
And as I grow even older, I like to sing the Christmas song.
以后到了年轻的时候，我就欢喜跟许多的同学们一同出去的在圣诞夜去报佳音。
And in my youth, I like to go out with other peers to go out caroling.
但是等到我真正认识主以后，我就要想到我们的主耶稣到底要如何的诞生。
And until I become a Christian, then I think about how our Lord was born for us.
渐渐我年纪老了，我就想到如何的要把 主耶稣这一个圣诞节的信息要告诉弟兄姊妹。
And as now I'm getting old, then I want to think about how to share this Christmas to brothers and sisters.
所以我就想这一个月我们都是要讲到主耶稣诞生的事情。
So during this month, we will talk about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
前一个主日林弟兄在这里已经把整个的圣诞节的故事都给我们述说了一遍。
And last Sunday, Brother Lin had talked about the Christmas story to us.
我坐在下面就想到林弟兄就把这许多的话都讲完了。
And I was sitting down there that Brother Lin had finished talking about the story.
那我记得以后两个主日要讲什么呢?
So what would I talk about the next two Sundays?
不过在这两个月以来有一个题目在我的心中。
But in this past two months, there was a theme in my heart.
那就是大喜的信息。
And that's the great tidings.
这一个大喜的信息乃是天使报给玛利亚的。
And this is a news that was announced to Mary by the angels.
以后当主耶稣诞生以后天使就把这样的大喜的信息报给牧羊的人。
And later on, after Jesus was born, the angels start proclaiming that news to the shepherds.
所以我就想到在这两个主日的里面能够把路加特别的记载主耶稣的诞生的事情给弟兄姊妹有点分享。
So I would think about that if I could take from the Gospel of Luke to share about the details to brothers and sisters.
路加福音第一章乃是天使向玛利亚所报的大喜的信息。
In Luke chapter 1, it was the news proclaimed to Mary by the angels.
第二章就是天使报给牧羊人的大喜的信息。
And the second chapter was the news given to the shepherds by the angels.
只有路加特别的记载到主耶稣的诞生的那一夜的事情。
Only Luke recorded the details of the night that when Jesus was born.
或许我们说的马太福音也记载说博士们他来朝拜主耶稣。
And in Matthew, it also was recorded that the wise men also came to worship Jesus.
但是那不是哪一夜的事情。
But it's not during that night.
那也不是天使向他们报告大喜的信息。
And it's not the news brought over by the angels.
那是又过了一段的时间。
It was after a little time.
以后天使博士们从东方远方的地方就来寻找这位圣婴。
After a little time that the wise men will come to search for this holy child.
但是真正的乃是天使报是大喜的信息。
But truly, it's the news given by the angels.
所以有一首诗歌，当我们唱的时候，说天使出报佳音。
And there was a hymn, it says that the angel proclaimed the great tidings.
那我们现在每一个人，我们也要出去，要报告这大喜的信息。
And each one of us also needs to go out and proclaim this good news.
这一个信息乃是关乎万民的。
And this news is concerning all nations.
我想路加一个很特别的地方。
And Luke is, there's a special, characteristic here.
路加的福音整个记载就告诉我们说神常常的要在哪个地方寻找人。
And Luke was talking about God is always searching for people.
神差遣天使来报告这样的福音。
God sent the angels to proclaim the tidings here.
神借着这许多的人要报告这福音。
God, through these people, God will send the people to proclaim the news.
神要寻找世上失散的人。
God wants to search for those who are lost in the world.
让许多人能够回到神的面前。
So all these people can come back to God.
但是另外一方面，路加在使徒行传也记载说，神要使用这许多寻找的人。
And in Acts, God also said that He will use these people who was lost.
我们不单是得到了这样的美好的福音，得到美好的救恩，得到绝位的主耶稣。
We not only have gotten this salvation, this good news, and this Lord Jesus.
当我们得到了以后，我们的心中要成了主耶稣居住的地方。
After we receive it, our heart needs to become a dwelling place for our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是许多的人被寻找以后，是要成了神的器皿，能够为主耶稣做见证。
All these who are found by God, they will become the instrument to be used by God.
这是使徒行传，哪一个他所拣选的人要成了一个器皿。
In the Acts of Apostles, these people who are chosen will become the instrument of God.
圣灵要充满在这个器皿的里面。
The Holy Spirit will fill this instrument.
好让这个器皿能够成了他的见证。
So this instrument will become his testimony.
这是我稍微提了我有一点点的从神领受的。
And this is what I have received from God and I want to share with you.
但是今天所要讲的就是我们刚刚所读的路加福音第一章26节到38节。
But today I want to speak about what we have read from Luke chapter 1 verse 28 to verse 38.
在这一段的圣经的里面，我们就看到这是天使向玛利亚所传的大喜的信息。
We can see that this is the news proclaimed by the angels to Mary.
我们在这一个佳音的里面，天使所报给玛利亚的信息的里面，让我们也能够更多的认识我们所相信的主耶稣。
May this news that was proclaimed to Mary that it will help us to know our Christ even more.
我们不单需要认识他。
Not only we need to know him.
我们并且也可以从玛利亚的身上，我们学了一个美好的榜样。
But from the experience of Mary, we can learn from that example.
让我们预备我们的心。
Let's prepare our hearts.
来迎接我们绝位的主耶稣的诞生。
To receive the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不单是迎接主耶稣诞生在这个地上。
Not only to receive our Lord Jesus Christ to be born on this earth.
我们也是迎接绝位的主耶稣诞生在我们的心内。
But to receive the birth born into our hearts.
当年如何的玛利亚，她情愿的让耶稣诞生在她的腹中。
On that day, how Mary was willing to let Jesus to be born in her body.
今天我们也可以把绝位的主耶稣诞生在我们的心中。
Today we can also let this Jesus Christ to be born into our heart.
让我们自己得着了他的救赎。
So we can receive his redemption.
让我们自己得着了神给我们的礼物。
So we can receive this gift from God.
让我们每一个人能够得到神的丰富。
So we can receive the abundance from God.
并且我们也能够成了主耶稣的见证。
And we can also become his testimony.
所以在这一段圣经的里面，我就很简单的分成三段。
So in this passage, I would simply separate into three sessions.
我常常用于讲道的时候，把先分段一下。
And I was always like to separate into sessions before I share a message.
因为常常我觉得这个时间对我太有限了。
Because I felt like my time is very limited.
所以我愿意先提一下。
So I want to mention that first.
我若是时间不够，我就下面就不讲了。
If I don't have enough time, I will not finish the topic.
你们自己可以去想。
You can go and think about it yourself.
因为你们若是聪明的人，我讲一个角，你就知道其他的三个角。
If you are wise, that if I talk about one corner, then you will know all the rest of them.
我相信我们当中都是聪明人。
I think that we are all very wise.
所以我就把先提一下。
So I want to mention that first.
第一段就是天使的问安。
And the first session is the greeting from the angels.
这是特别的向玛利亚问安。
And a greeting particularly to Mary.
这是26节到29节。
This is from verse 26 to verse 29.
我们不妨先读一下。
Let's read them together.
到了第六个月, 天使加百列, 奉神的差遣, 往加利利的一座城去, 这城名叫拿撒勒。
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
有一个童女到一个童女那里, 是已经许配大卫家的一个人, 名叫约瑟, 童女的名字叫玛利亚。
To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, the virgin's name was Mary.
天使进去对她说, 蒙大恩的女子, 我问你安, 主和你同在了。
The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌, 又仿佛思想这样问安是什么意思。
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings that this might be.
所以天使问安的时候, 玛利亚就有一个反应。
So when the angel sent a greeting, Mary had a response.
每一段都有天使说的话, 以后, 玛利亚就对天使的话有反应。
Every session when the angel said, told Mary, and Mary will have a response.
当天使这样的问安的时候, 玛利亚就心里惊慌, 并且仿佛思想。
And when Mary heard this news from the angels, she was greatly troubled in the word and wondered what kind of greetings that might be.
这样的问安到底是什么意思?
He was wondering what kind of greeting this may be.
这是第一段。
This is the first session.
问安。
The greeting.
第二段就是30节到34节。
The session is from verse 30 to verse 34.
天使对他说,玛利亚不要怕,你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
The angel answered, the Holy Spirit had come upon you.
你要怀孕生子,可以给他取名叫耶稣。
This is from verse 30. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
32节, 他要伟大, 称为至高者的儿子, 主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王, 直到永远, 他的国也没有穷尽。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
34节, 玛利亚对天使说, 我没有出嫁, 怎么有这事呢?
In verse 34, it says, How would this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin.
所以在第二段的里面, 天使就报给玛利亚的信息。
So in this second session, the angels have proclaimed this news.
这个信息实在是一个大喜的信息。
And this news is a great tiding.
当天使这样的告诉玛利亚的时候, 玛利亚又有一个反应。
When the angels told Mary about this, she again had a response.
她的反应就是说, 我没有出嫁, 怎么有这事呢?
Her response is, How would this be since I am a virgin?
这不是玛利亚不相信天使所说的话。
It's not that Mary did not believe the words of the angels.
但是这个是太奇妙的, 玛利亚她不明白天使所说的话。
That this is too amazing that Mary could not understand.
所以她就给天使说, 我没有出嫁, 怎么有这事呢?
So she asked the angel, she said, How would this be since I am a virgin?
以后第三段就是35节到38节。
And the third session is from verse 35 to verse 38.
在这一段的圣经的里面, 天使就给他解明, 就说明怎么样的有这样的事情发生。
In this session, the angel explained to her how this will happen.
所以我们看三四五节。
So verse 35.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要引领你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
况且你的亲戚伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month.
37节，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God.
38节，玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话，成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
And verse 38, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered, may it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
所以当天使跟玛利亚说明以后，玛利亚又有一个反应。
So after the angel explained to Mary, Mary had another response.
这个反应我们感谢主，玛利亚就说，我是主的使女。
We thank God this response from Mary. She said, I am the Lord's servant.
情愿照你的话，成就在我身上。
May it be to me as you have said.
但愿神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless his own words to us.
但愿圣灵也做他的话，直接的向你我再次的说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to you through his words once again.
让我们有一点时间去思想里面的意思。
Let's have some time to meditate on the meaning of these words.
在第一段的里面，我们看到天使的问安。
In the first session, we saw the greetings from the angels.
这个天使有一个特别的名字，就是加百列。
This angel has a name called Gabriel.
我想这加百列曾经向撒加利亚显现过。
And this Gabriel had revealed himself to Zechariah.
加百列常常是一个报信的天使。
Seems like Gabriel is always an angel of proclaiming.
他也是一个大能的天使。
He's an angel with great power.
他不单是给撒加利亚报喜信。
Not only he proclaimed the news to Zechariah.
他现在也是给玛利亚报喜信。
Now he's proclaiming the news to Mary.
我相信在主耶稣诞生的那一夜的时候，也是加百列向牧羊的人报大喜的信息。
I believe during the day that Jesus was born, it was Gabriel who proclaimed the news to the shepherds.
他也是在梦中向月蛇显现。
And in a dream, he appeared to Joseph.
也是告诉月蛇说，你不要怕，只管娶过你所聘的妻子玛利亚来。
He told Joseph, do not be afraid, go ahead and take Mary as your wife.
因为他所要生的儿子乃是以马内利。
Because the son she will bear will be called Emmanuel.
他也是名叫，也要名叫耶稣。
And also be named Jesus.
因为他要救自己的百姓从罪恶里出来。
Because he will save his own people from sins.
所以这个加百列是奉差遣到加利利的一个村庄，名叫拿撒勒。
So Gabriel, the angel, was sent to this town, Nazareth.
所以路加记载的非常的清楚。
And Luke had recorded in detail.
他是非常注重什么时间。
And Luke constantly focuses a lot on the timing.
什么地方。
Where's the place?
到底是怎么样的人。
What kind of person?
从路加的里面我们看到主耶稣的福音是非常真实的。
From Luke, we can see the gospel of our Lord Jesus is very true.
是非常，他所记载的也是非常有次序的。
And very orderly.
他所说的常常有一个中心点。
And always have a focal point.
他常常的就是把结尾的耶稣表明出来。
He wants to reveal this Jesus.
把主耶稣的恩典说明出来。
To explain the grace of our Lord Jesus.
所以路加福音更是叫我们认识结尾的主耶稣，乃是成了你我可以接触的主耶稣。
So Luke was tell us that this Jesus is a person, is a Lord that we can have get in touch with.
但是这一个结尾的天使乃是奉差遣到加利利的拿撒勒去。
But this angel was sent to Nazareth in Galilee.
他在这里就说到了玛利亚的家。
So he came to the home of Mary.
他很清楚地说这位的童女名叫玛利亚。
And very clearly, Luke said that this virgin was named Mary.
这个玛利亚已经许配给大卫家的后裔约瑟。
And this Mary was already pledged to be married to the man named Joseph, the descendants of David.
这个许配就是他要立约要嫁给约瑟。
And this pledging means that they have a covenant she will marry Joseph.
这个许配是不能够更改的。
And this pledging cannot be changed.
我们有时候特别近代我们想到恋爱可以马虎的。
And especially this new generation, we think that the love can be very we can neglect that.
订婚也可以改变的。
After the engagement, maybe we can still change.
但是在这里的许配这两个字已经订婚了以后不能够更改了。
But this pledge after the engagement, you cannot change it.
但是他们有一个难处。
But then they have a difficulty.
玛利亚还没迎娶。天使就来告诉他说他要从圣灵怀孕。
And Mary was not married yet, but then the angel told her that she will have a child.
但是在这里我们可以看到路加再一次说到玛利亚乃是一个童女。
But then Luke specifically said that Mary was still a virgin.
玛利亚还没有给约瑟同房。
And she had no union with Joseph yet.
这一个主耶稣诞生乃是从圣灵生的。
And this birth of Jesus is from the Holy Spirit.
有很多人就觉得这是不可能的事情。
Many people think that this is impossible.
好像玛利亚一样的反应说，我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
The same response that Mary gave,How can this be since I'm still a virgin?
但是天使告诉玛利亚说，圣灵要临到你的身上，至高者的能力要临比你。
But the angel told Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
天使到玛利亚家里的时候，他就向玛利亚问候。
And when the angel came to Mary's home, first he gave the greeting.
在这里有几个字我愿意提一下。
And there are a few words I want to mention here.
在中文的圣经就是说到天使说我问你安。
And the Chinese said that greeting, I send greeting to you.
但是我想在英文的圣经有的翻译没有说到我问你安。
In some English translation may not have mentioned that I send greeting to you.
有的英文的圣经的翻译就是说天使告诉玛利亚说。
And in some translation it's just the angels told Mary.
但是我们若是看到 King James 的翻译本的时候
But if we look at the King James translation
那天使到了玛利亚的家的时候
When the angels came to the home of Mary,
他就说了 hell.
He said that hell.
这个字乃是说的玛利亚呀，你是可好的，可喜的。
And you are the one who should be happy and should be honored.
你要大大的欢喜。
You should be greatly rejoicing.
这是天使问安。
And this is the greeting from the angel.
天使现在就来庆号玛利亚说。
And then this angel came to and told Mary.
你是可喜可好的。
You should be happy and you should be saying hallelujah.
因为你已经你是一个蒙恩的女子。
Because you have been blessed by God.
这一个已在神的面前已经蒙恩了。
And you have been highly favored by God.
这一个蒙恩乃是他得着了接受了神的恩典。
And because you have this, received the grace of God.
他不但是接受神的恩典，他也是显明神的恩典。
Not only she received the grace of God, she also revealed the grace of God.
在他的品格的里面，她是一个平信有恩典的一个女子。
She showed the grace through her character.
虽然在哪一个拿撒勒的地方是一个非常腐败的地方。
Even though this is a corrupt city in Nazareth.
我们有时候读圣经的时候就想到拿撒勒的地方是一个非常安静的地方。
Sometimes we read the Bible, we thought Nazareth is a very quiet place.
若是我们在历史和地理上去看的时候，拿撒勒城是个非常浮化的一个城。
If we read from history and geography, this city of Nazareth is a very corrupted city.
但是在哪一个腐败的一个城里，却是出了一个神所拣选的有品德的女子。
But from this corrupted city, God had chosen this virgin.
这一个女子不单她是承受了神的恩典。
Not only this girl had received the grace of God,
她也是在她的品格上显出了是一个有恩德的妇女。
And she had revealed the grace through her character.
并且天使告诉她说，主与你同在。
And the angel said to him, the Lord is with you.
她是在她的祖宗的神的同在的里面。
She is at the abidance of the God of her tradition.
所以玛利亚听见这话的时候就很惊慌又仿佛的思想。
So when Mary heard that, she was troubled and she was wondering what kind of greeting that might be.
当她惊慌的时候，天使又给她报这大喜的信息。
As she was troubled, the angels again tell her the news.
所以我们看到几一句话，天使说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神的面前已经蒙恩了。”
So we saw that the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God."
弟兄姊妹，我们也常常看见或且听见惊奇的事情的时候，我们心中反而害怕。
And sometimes when we heard some amazing thing that we become afraid ourselves.
有时候我们是害怕许多不顺利的事情临到我们的身上。
Many times we are afraid because of these bad things that come to upon us.
今天我们在这一个世上，我们不得不害怕。
And we need to be afraid during this time.
我们有许许多多的恐惧。
We have many fear.
我们有许许多多的压力。
We have many pressure.
我们不知道明天到底如何。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但是我们感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他是一个安慰我们的神。
He's a God who will comfort us.
他也是加力量给我们的神。
One who will give us strength.
他也是乐意帮助我们的神。
A God who is willing to help us.
路加特别用这个词。
And Luke specifically used this word.
我想有五次六次 路加记载说不要害怕。
I think about 5 or 6 times, Luke will say, "Do not be afraid."
那天使对撒迦利亚说，你不要害怕。
The angel told Zechariah, "Do not be afraid."
天使对玛利亚说，你不要害怕。
And the angel told Mary, "Do not be afraid."
天使对彼得说，你不要害怕。主耶稣对彼得说，你不要害怕。
And Jesus told Peter that.Do not be afraid.
主耶稣对沿路的家里的人说，你不要害怕。
And also Jesus told the family of Jerome, do not be afraid.
感谢赞美主。
And thank and praise God.
这是天使的第一句向玛利亚所说的话。
This is the first sentence that the angels told Mary.
你不要害怕，因为你已经在神面前蒙恩了。
Do not be afraid because you have found favor with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们仍然的有许多的害怕。
And brother and sister, we still have many fears.
但是我们若是在神的面前蒙恩。
But if we have received the grace of God.
我们也是常常因着神的话语，我们可以得着了安慰。
We can receive the comfort through the words of God.
我想这是信耶稣跟不信耶稣的分别。
And this is the difference between who don't believe in Jesus and those who do not.
是一个蒙恩的人跟还没有蒙恩的人的分别。
One who have the grace and one who do not have the grace.
我相信今天每一个人在这里年轻的弟兄姊妹们都有这个经验。
I think all of you young brothers and sisters have these experiences.
你在工作的在这个时代工作的里面哪一个人都没有保障。
In this world of working environment, there is no guarantee.
但是我们的保障乃是告诉我们说，到底我们是不是一个在神面前蒙恩。
Our guarantee is only that have we received the grace from God?
我度过我的年轻的时代。
I have passed my age of youth.
我必须要靠着拿的哪一个 grant 来做我的试验。
I need to depend on the grant to in order to do my experiment.
今天我有钱，我才能够做试验。
Only if I have the money, then I can perform the experiment.
我不晓得明年有没有这一个钱。
But I don't know next year if I still have the money.
我都是在占据恐惧的里面。
I was standing in fear all the time.
我过了15年研究的生活。
After 15 years of research,
感谢主。
I thank God.
我常常听见主耶稣的话。
And always heard the voice of God.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为你已经在我的面前蒙恩了。
Because you have found favor before me.
我可以在这里做见证说，因着在神的面前的蒙恩。
I can say that because I have found favor before God.
我也可以在神的人的面前蒙恩。
I can also find favor before man.
好让我度过那一个占据恐惧的日子。
So I can pass that time when I was filled with fear.
我现在已经度过了。
And now I have passed those times.
我现在就是愿意给年轻的弟兄姊妹说。天使对玛利亚所说的话。
Now I want to encourage you young people that what the angel told Mary.
你们必须要紧紧地抓住。
You have to hold on to this.
他对玛利亚说不要害怕，因为你已经在神的面前蒙恩了。
He told Mary that do not be afraid because you have found favor before God.
我们需要在神的面前蒙恩。
We need to find that favor before God.
我们才可以得着了，虽然有害怕，我们可以得着了安慰。
Even though we may have fear, but we will have the comfort.
我们也可以得着了保障。
We will have that guarantee.
我想时间不够。
I don't think we have enough time.
我要留给下个主日讲。
I will leave that to the next Sunday.
因为下面所报的大喜的信息。
Because the great tidings that talk about following.
这个信息乃是说到他所要生的乃是神的儿子。
And the news is that the child that was born will be the son of God.
他乃是要伟大。
and he will be great.
他要接续大卫的位。
He will continue on the throne of David.
所以玛利亚现在说，我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
So Mary was saying that, how can this be since I'm still a virgin?
所以天使就给玛利亚说明怎么样的有这些事。So
the angel explained to Mary how this will happen.
在人是不能的。To
us, to man, it's impossible.
但是神用奇妙的方法。But
God used his wonderful method.
这一个方法不是从人来的。
And this method does not come from man.
不是说他结婚了以后，他出嫁了以后，约瑟能够成就这个事情。Not
that she will be married and Joseph can accomplish this.
他第一句话，天使告诉玛利亚说。The
first phrase that the angel told Mary.
他说至高圣灵要临到你身上。He
said the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
至高者的能力要荫蔽你。The
power of the Most High will overshadow you.
因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。So
the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
圣灵要成就这事。The
Holy Spirit will fulfill this.
至高者的能力要荫蔽你。The
power of the Most High will overshadow you.
他说，并且你可以看。
And she also said, look at your relative, Elizabeth.
她也怀了，她年老的时候也怀了孕。She
also was pregnant in her old age.
她就是素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月。She
who was said to be barren is in her 6 months.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带连理的。
For nothing is impossible with God.
哦，这几句话实在是宝贵。In
these few verses, it's so precious.
在我们传福音的经历的里面。In
our experience of sharing the gospel.
我们实在的知道很多的事是不可能的。We
know that many things is not possible.
谁能够说服一个人真正的来到主的面前?
Who can persuade a person to come to our Lord?
我记得，徐华那个医生，有一次来 Kansas City 讲道。I
remember one time Dr. Xuhua came to Kansas City to preach.
他说有一个他的朋友，他说就跟徐华医生说，你若是回答我的问题都回答了，我就来信耶稣。And
one of his friends said, if you can answer all my questions, then I'll come to believe in Jesus.
我想，徐华医生。 是很会用医学科学来证明的。And
Dr. Xuhua knows how to prove with the science and her medical field.
他就回答他每一个问题。So
he answered each of his questions.
但是回答他的问题，他还是不相信。But
after he answered all his questions, he still would not believe.
弟兄姊妹，人真正的得着了主耶稣。
For a person to receive Jesus Christ.
真正把耶稣能够接受在我们的心中,
to receive Jesus into our heart.
不是我们的说服的方法,
it's not from our persuasion.
不是我靠着的口才能够叫一个人相信,
not because of our eloquence we can cause a person to believe.
如同玛利亚一样的,
just like Mary.
她是我怎么样有这事呢?
How can this be?
天使说，圣灵要临到你的身上。The
angel said the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
至高者的能力要荫蔽你。And
the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
我们得着了神的恩典。We
receive the grace from God.
我们每一个人要接受主耶稣。We
need to receive Jesus Christ.
不是哪一个人的力量。It's
not from the strength of a person.
乃是圣灵的做工。It's
from the work of the Holy Spirit.
人要得着了真正的重生，乃是圣灵在人心中的工作。A
person to be born again is the work of the Holy Spirit.
乃是因着神的能力。 伏笔了他。It's
because of the power of God overshadowed him.
我们想用人的方法去把他围住那个。We
want to use our own method to surround the person.
我们常常越围住人，越不容易相信主耶稣。
Many times, the more we surround the person, the
least. 但是神的能力围住他的时候，覆庇他的时候，哦，他就愿意让主耶稣诞生在他的心中。
But when God's power surround him, overshadow him, then he's willing to let the birth of Jesus into his heart.
因为神的话没有一句不带能力的。
Because the word of God is always come with strength.
我们的本分就是把神的话传给人。
Our job is to preach the word of God to people.
但是我们需要一个见证。
But we need a witness.
我们需要圣灵的工作。
We need the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要我们的见证。
We need our own testimony.
真正我们哪一个圣灵在我们的身上的工作。
But the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
我们要显明出来。
We need to reveal that.
所以天使就告诉玛利亚说，你看，你的亲戚以利沙伯，她也是这样的。
So the angels told Mary, look, your relative Elizabeth is the same.
因为神应许他的话就必成就。
Because when God promised, it will be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时候说我们让圣灵靠着圣灵的工作。
And sometimes we said by the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是必要的。
This is necessary.
但是我们要像以利沙伯一样。
But we need to be like Elizabeth.
让一个证据。
There will be a proof.
这一个证据让人看到。
And people will see this proof.
人就不得不承认神的话没有一句不带能力的。
And people will say that the word of God is filled with power.
这一个时候玛利亚说一句话。
And this time Mary said one phrase.
她说我是主的使女。
She said, I am the Lord's servant.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
May it be to me as you have said.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神不断地在呼召许许多多的人要回到他的面前。
God continually calling for people to come back to him.
路加特别地讲到主耶稣是寻找失散的人。
Luke specifically said that our Lord Jesus is seeking for the lost one.
他今天仍然在这一个地方寻找你我。
And today he's still seeking for you and I.
他寻找你我有两个方面。
To seek us in two areas.
一方面是要我们得着了他的救恩。
For the one side, we need to receive his grace.
得着了他的拯救。
To receive his salvation.
我们愿意不愿意来接受他的救恩。
Are we willing to receive this salvation?
我们自己不能。
We cannot do it ourselves.
但是我们只有一个方法。
But there is only one way.
只要我们愿意开我们的心门说，主啊，让你诞生在我的心中。
We're willing to open the door of our heart. Lord, be born in us.
我们愿意开我们的心门的时候，圣灵就做工在我们的里面。
As we're willing to open the door of our heart, the Holy Spirit will work among us.
他就把这位的主耶稣诞生在我们的心中。
And this Lord Jesus will be born into our heart.
这是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们需要反应。
But we need to have that response.
我们说我愿意不愿意。
Are we willing to?
所以常常我传福音的时候，
So many times as I share the gospel,
我常常就跟人问人说，你就是愿意不愿意？
And I ask people, are you willing to?
我们没有什么别的特别的方法。
We have no other method.
这是神给我们一个最简单的方法。
This is the simplest method that God has given us.
只要我们愿意来到主耶稣的面前，向玛利亚说，我情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
We will be just need to be like Mary to say that may it to be as to me as you have said.
今天在我们的当中
，today among us，
有没有还没有真正的开心门接受主耶稣在我们的心中
？Are there one of you that have not really opened up the heart to receive Jesus？
你愿意自己这样的默默的说，主耶稣啊， 我情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
Maybe you can say it to the Lord quietly, may it be to me as you have said.
这是路加第一个在这里提到神的呼召。
And this is the first calling that Luke has specified here.
但是第二个路加写他的书信的时候，前书和后书的时候，路加在这里呼召神所要用的器皿。
But then in the second book of Luke, he had mentioned that God wanted to call for the instrument.
今天神不断的在哪个地方呼召神要用的人。
And today God is calling for people that he can use.
我不是说你得了呼召今天要离开你的工作。
I'm not saying that after the calling you have to leave your work.
或许你要去念神学院。
Or you need to go to the seminary.
或许说你要做一个牧师。
Or you become a pastor.
你要做一个传道人。
To become a missionary.
我想每一个人神都在这个地方呼召我们。
I think God is calling every single one of us.
无论你在任何的岗位都需要神的呼召。做他的器皿。
Regardless of what position you are in, you need to be called to be his instrument.
他要在你我的身上要把耶稣基督显明出来。
He wants to reveal Jesus to you and our lives.
好让我们成了他的见证。
So that we can become his testimony.
好让我们能够成了他的器皿。
To become his instrument.
这是末世的一个呼召。
This is the calling of this end time.
今天要传福音不是靠着一个人在哪一个地方讲。
Today, the sharing the gospel is just not by one person preaching there.
神还是要呼召每一个人要成了他的器皿。
God wants to call each person to become his instrument.
这是初期教会的形态。
And this is the situation in the first church age.
我相信这也是末日的教会的形态。
And I also believe that this is the pattern of the end time.
是的，有某些人有特别的职分。
Yes, some people have that special calling.
但是每一个人神都要呼召他。
But God will call every single person.
你愿意不愿意要应作他的呼召？
Do you want to respond to his calling?
好像玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
Just like Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
当我读了这一句话的时候，
As I was reading this verse,
圣灵先向我说话。
The Spirit speak to me first.
我问我自己说，我是不是情愿照主的话成就在我的身上。
And I ask myself, am I willing to say that may it be to me as the Lord has said?
无论主要我做什么，
Regardless what the Lord want me to do,
我都愿意照他的话成就在我的身上。
I want to do as his words have commanded.
无论我遇见任何的情况，
Regardless what environment I have encountered,
我是健康也好，我是疾病也好，
I'm in health or in sickness.
我是富足也好，我是贫穷也好。
In rich or poor.
我无论是人称赞我也好，或者今天人来辱骂我也好。
Maybe people will be praising me or people will be scorning me.
我说主啊，我情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
And I said, Lord, I want to be as though your words have said upon me.
因为我们的神乃是陶匠。
Because our Lord is the potter.
我不过是泥土。
I am only the clay.
所以我就想到366首。
So I thought about the hymn 366.
这一首的诗歌。
In this hymn,
是主向我说话。
It's the Lord speaking to me.
但愿今天早上也向你们说话。
May God also speak to you with the song.
这一个作者乃是帕拉。
And the author is Pollard.
他是一个去非洲的宣教士。
He's a missionary to Africa.
他就对于宣道的工作有点灰心。
He was a little bit discouraged in the missionary work.
我想传道人有时候常常会灰心。
I think preachers sometimes will get discouraged.
不是说传道人很刚强。
Not that they will be strong.
这一位的姊妹能够跑到非洲去，她已经把一切都放下了。
This sister had put aside everything to go to Africa.
但是她有时候也是灰心丧胆。
But sometimes she becomes discouraged.
她特别在一个灰心的时候，也没有人来扶持她到非洲去的时候。
And sometimes when she's discouraged and nobody helping her.
有一天晚上，她就去参加一个祷告会。
So one day she went to a prayer meeting.
她在祷告会的里面就听到一位老姊妹在哪个地方祷告。
And she heard the prayer of the older sisters.
她就祷告说，主啊，我真是不管你对我如何都无关紧要。
And then she was praying that, Lord, regardless how people treat me, it's not important.
主啊，只有照你的路旨意而行。
But to go just according to your way.
哪一天晚上她就回到自己的家里。
So that night she went back to her home.
她就读了以赛亚书第五十六章。
And she was reading Isaiah chapter 56.
她也读了耶利米书第十八章。
And she was reading Jeremiah chapter 18.
在那里告诉我们说，主啊，你仍然是我们的福。
Over there said that, Lord, you are still my blessing.
你是陶匠。
You are the potter.
我是泥土。
And I am the clay.
她受了感动，她就写这首诗歌。
And she was moved, and she wrote this song.
到1907年，这个诗歌就传遍每个地方。
In 1907, this song had gone all over the world.
这里诗歌说，随你调度主，随你调度。
The song said, Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way.
因你是陶人，我是泥土。
Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
当我正等候，又软又弱。
Mold me and make me after thy will.
求照你旨意，屯我造我。
While I am waiting, yielded and still.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意不愿意让神来造就你我？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to let God to mold you? And I,
我们愿意不愿意来应他的呼召？
Are we willing to respond to his calling?
似乎渐渐的冷淡。
Seems like we become colder.
这个冷淡不是责怪哪一个人。
It's not to blame any person.
这个冷淡需要再一次的回到神的面前。
But then we need to come back to God.
让我们真正愿意把我们自己放在主的面前。
To put ourselves before God.
也让我们真正的求神再次的复兴你我。
To ask God to revive you and I.
我们常常觉得教会的冷淡是因着哪一个人。
Sometimes we thought the lukewarmness of the church is because of person.
但是教会的冷淡乃是我们每一个人。
But the church become colder is the responsibility of every single person.
但愿能够借着玛利亚的话，
maybe through the words of Mary,
成了你我的榜样，
become example for you and I.
我情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
May it be to me as you have said. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Lord, we come before you. We have nothing that we can boast.
Oh
Lord, forgive our sins. Many times we did not listen to you. So many times we are not alert.
但愿借着今年的圣诞,
may through this particular Christmas
再向我们说话,
to speak to us,
好让基督再一次的诞生在我们的心中,
so that Christ can be born in our hearts.
不当我们得着了真正的救恩,
so that we can receive this true salvation,
并且我们也成了你的器皿,
and we can become your instrument,
靠耶稣基督的名求的,
by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing together a song, hymn 366. 366, yeah. 366, yeah. Okay,